Track 6, more news stories. Reggie heartwarming love story in Dawlish. It was all's well that ends well for Reggie, the rogue black swan who has found love at last. After just one day in Dawlish, it was like Romeo and Juliet's love story for Reggie, who had to be evicted from his previous home in Stratford-on-Avon. But Reggie's love story has a happier ending than Shakespeare's character, as he and his new love are now enjoying life on a lake at the secret location. It's all down to Dawlish waterfowl warden Don Phillips, or Cilla as he should now be called, for his matchmaking skills. Reggie had mysteriously appeared in the bard's birthplace last Christmas and had been terrorising its white mute swan population. But he soon earned a reputation as a hellraiser, attacking other swans. Thanks to Don, there is a happy ending, since Reggie was brought to Dawlish and set up with a choice of two potential lovebirds. But it seemed to be love at first sight, as within a day, the pair had been whisked away to their own love nest. Don said, "I picked him up and set him up in a pen with two females, and he was absolutely fantastic. He had been in the wrong environment, and since he was here, he was a lovely bird. As they say, birds of a feather stick together. If we didn't have Bert, I would have kept him, but we can't have two males. Now he has his own place by a lovely lake with his new girlfriend." Reggie had seemed to appear from nowhere when he arrived out the blue in Stratford, but Don explained he was able to fly as he had not been pinioned as a young cygnet. Swan keeper Cyril, a former mayor of Stratford, had wised up to Reggie's antics on the River Avon and named him Mr. Terminator due to his aggressive nature. He's been given his own area and was allowed his choice of mates, and he decided very quickly. It's the best thing for him. Reggie had become infamous in Stratford after he attacked and drove away a male mute swan and moved on to its mate. He also tried to drown another mute swan in the river. In Dawlish, he is among his own kind.
Residents to be asked for their views on libraries. Devon County Council are preparing to reshape its library services to better suit the changing habits of its users. From November, residents will be asked for their ideas and views. It comes as councillors gave the green light to launch an extensive 12-week public consultation. The aim of the consultation will be to gather residents' views on how libraries should adapt and evolve to meet changing needs and financial pressures. DCC currently operates 50 libraries, which are run by the charity Libraries Unlimited. There are currently more than 113,000 active registered library users, with children making up the single largest group at 28%. However, the way the public uses library services has changed, and digital borrowing has surged past 1 million issues a year. Last year, Devon's libraries hosted more than 12,000 events, ranging from bounce and rhyme sessions to Lego clubs and arts and crafts such as knitting, drawing in more than 218,000 people. Despite strong community use, 2.3 million visits were recorded last year. DCC faces mounting budget constraints. Councillors on Wednesday 8th of October heard that the newly developed library needs assessment will guide future strategy and help identify gaps and opportunities for development. The upcoming consultation will explore a variety of options such as revised opening hours, extended access through volunteers and technology, and transitioning some libraries into community hubs managed by local organisations with DCC support. Councillor Sherry Cottle-Hunkin, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member responsible for libraries, said, "Devon libraries are trusted spaces at the heart of our communities. We know how vital they are and we are absolutely committed to them. But the way people are using our libraries is changing, and this is a chance to redesign the service to provide a modern, flexible service which reflects how people use our libraries today." Alex Kitto, the Chief Executive of Libraries Unlimited, said, "We understand the funding pressures that Devon County Council are under. As a charity, we've been using our reserves for the last few years to try to plug the gap and deliver service as it was, but we cannot continue to do this. We are able to offer substantial amount of added benefits to the service through grants and funding. For example, we just used a grant to refurbish the Children's Library in Exeter, but the core library service is funded by the council. We are working with DCC to create a more sustainable library service, and we urge everyone to get involved in the public consultation when it comes out, as libraries are vital to our communities. The consultation will run from November 25 to January 26, with revised proposals expected to be presented to Cabinet by April 2026.
Climber rescued after falling at Hound Tor. Dartmoor Search and Rescue came to the aid of a climber who had fallen at Hound Tor on Wednesday evening, October the 8th. The Ashburton team received a call from South West Ambulance Service at around 5 p.m. asking volunteers to help with the climber who had sustained head and chest injuries. While paramedics conducted a medical assessment, stabilisation of the climber, the Dartmoor Search and Rescue volunteers focused on planning how to best extract the man from where he had fallen. After what was a tricky extraction involving over a dozen of our volunteers, the individual was stretchered the 300 metres back to the car park for transfer to a land ambulance. "We wish the climber a strong recovery," the spokesperson added. "We also want to thank his climbing partner and two other climbers who initially came to his aid and raised the alarm. The team of 25 volunteers involved in the incident was stood down at 6:30 p.m. The highly trained Dartmoor Search and Rescue volunteers are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The charity, which relies on donations to operate, responds to a wide range of incidents, including missing person inquiries, steep ground rescue, and swift water rescues and flooding.
New McDonald's is given the go-ahead. Fast food giant McDonald's has been given the go-ahead for a new drive-through restaurant on the outskirts of King's Kurzweil, just a mile and a half from its next nearest branch. Planning officers at Torbay Council have given the green light for the famous yellow arches to go up on the site at Kurzweil Gardens behind the Aldi supermarket. There is already a McDonald's at nearby Laws Bridge, as well as another at Penn Inn, just over 3 miles away. Planning permission was originally given for a drive-through in 2022 as part of the application for the Aldi store and Costa Coffee outlet, which are already in place. The latest permission is for a slightly amended design. A planning officer's report describes the site as a cleared plot that holds little ecological value. The application says the site will employ 30 full-time and 90 part-time staff. Permission has been granted with more than 20 stringent conditions attached to the building project. Teignbridge Councillor Jane Taylor has filed a request for the application to be called in and discussed by Torbay's planning committee before a decision was made. She said she had concerns over traffic congestion and antisocial behaviour, as well as the increased gathering of vehicles into the early hours. However, Torbay's planning department says the application falls within Torbay's boundaries rather than Teignbridge, meaning Councillor Taylor is not the local councillor for the site. King's Kurzweil Parish Council has also asked a representative from the McDonald's franchise to meet with them to discuss litter picking arrangements and how they will deal with any antisocial behaviour.